Good morning. Now, as you know, did anybody notice the purple chicken as part of the nativity? Look at this. I didn't see. Well, today we're continuing to look at walking with Jesus at Christmas. And I'd like you to sort of join in a little bit as we go along. You'll find out those bits when they happen. But really, we're going to look again at Jesus being born. So let's turn to the Bible first of all. You don't need to get your Bibles out. But Luke chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And that's what we're going to look at today. Walking with Jesus at Christmas because a Savior of the world has been born. Now, let's think of some of the people who, by the way, do you notice them wearing the boots? But you know what? I didn't realize these are boots are as light as a feather. We're going to look at some of the people who walked with Jesus and walked to Jesus at Christmas. So some of the, who could be the first person? Well, do you know who the first person is? Joseph. Now, Joseph, here he is. Joseph was a carpenter. He was like a big, tough guy. Have you ever seen people who do lots of manual hard work? They're big, tough guys. Anybody like that here? No? Okay. And big, tough guys. And his wife-to-be was expecting a baby. And, you know, he, according to the law, could have just left her. He could have divorced her, but he didn't. He decided to keep his heart wide open. He listened to the angel who said this baby was going to be the Savior of the world. He stuck with her. He walked with Jesus whenever he was a baby in the womb because the angel had said, "Emmanuel, God was going to be with us." And you know something? I can picture the scene outside the barn whenever Jesus was being born. Joseph was outside, listening to the heaving and the pushing. And when he heard the baby was born, he thought to himself, "I'm going to go in. I'm going to say, because you're mine, I will walk the line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine."
Join in.
"It opened all the time."
That's enough. That's enough of that. So, okay. Joseph recognized that this baby was the Savior of the world. He was not just any baby. He was Emmanuel, God with us. And that's why he decided to stick beside Mary. Then, of course, some other people that we've already seen, the shepherds. There you go. They're the shepherds. And what were they doing? They were just up on the hillside, minding their own business. And their business were the sheep. They were minding their sheep. And when suddenly, in the sky, what appeared? What appeared? The angels. The angels, they appeared. And the angels told them that a Savior had been born in Bethlehem. What did the shepherds do? They were afraid. It wasn't a snowman, it was an angel, right? They saw the angel and they said, "What should we do? What should we do?" They decided that they were going to get up and they were going to visit the newborn baby to see, was he the Savior of the world? One of these shepherds, his name was Sean. It's not quite in the Bible, but anyway. And his name was Sean because what did he like to do? He liked to shear the sheep. And after that, they were Sean, okay? So he liked to shear the sheep, and he got up, and he said, "I know what we should do. We should go. We should go. What we should do is go and let's go. Let's go," he said, "down to Bethlehem. The moon is shining. It's time to go." So what did they do? They went and said, "Let's go for a little walk under the moon at night." Luke chapter 2, verse 35, that was. "Finally, hundreds of miles away, in a land far away, there were astronomers who watched the stars. And they had seen a special thing appear in the sky, a special star in a certain place in the sky. And they knew that a king had been born. They searched the Old Testament scriptures and they saw in Bethlehem. So they said to themselves, we need to go to see this king. Now, this could have been Persia or Sheba, about hundreds of miles. It could have been 500 miles away. So they got their entourage, they got the camels, they got the sheep, the purple chickens, and they went towards Bethlehem. They got up to see if they could find the Savior of the world. Walk, let's join in. Miles and I could walk 500. Turn the volume up. See the smile. Walk the 5 miles to. You ready? La 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 la. La 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 la. Dum da dum da dum da 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 da. Again. La 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 la. La 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 la. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let's stand. Everyone stand. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. We're part of the entourage. We're walking with the wise men. Let's go. Would walk 500 miles and I could walk 500 more to see the man who walked 1,000 miles to at your door. Well done, sit down. So, after walking 500 miles and then 500 more, they came to that barn, that stable. And what did they find? The newborn baby who was the king, the savior of the world. All of these people, they walked with Jesus. They walked to Jesus to see that he was the savior of the world. And what do we ask at Christmas time? Are we walking with Jesus? Are we all walking with Jesus? Have we walked to Jesus in the first place to meet with him, to bow before him as our own king, the king of our lives? And have we said, Lord Jesus, you're the savior of the world. Please be my savior too.